Recording.
We're in business. Recording. Okay, thanks, Dave. Hi, everyone. We have a quorum, so we can begin. Please take your seats. I'll sign in first, so everyone's here, in case anyone needs to leave. Welcome. Thank you for being here. So we're going to start. First item is the approval of the agenda. Are there any additions to today's agenda? Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. Unanimous consent.
Vote for unanimous consent. Any objections? Seeing none, the agenda is approved. Next is the approval of the Academic Senate meeting minutes of November 10th.
Motion to approve.
I'll add unanimous consent. Are there any objections, corrections, additions to our minutes from last meeting? Seeing none, those are approved. We'll move on to announcements, administrative reports, and memorials. A little bit of miscommunication. I put our president as a speaker, although he had a gift for senators. So he was here earlier, and he'll come at our first meeting next time. He's not going to speak. That's my bad. Are there any other announcements or memorials? Okay, seeing none, we'll move along. No special motions, we'll get to the committee reports. Is there a report from the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee?
To move the minutes of November 10th Curriculum Committee meeting, ask for unanimous consent.
Thank you. We're having problems recording, so I'm going to repeat everything people say in the microphone. It's okay. So for Brenda's sake, Kinlord moved you UCC minutes with unanimous consent. Are there any objections? Okay, seeing none, the minutes are adopted. Next are the Graduate Curriculum Committee minutes from November 9th. And go ahead, I'll say there was a recent addition to these minutes. Those were emailed this morning by Brenda. There's copies here, and I'll scroll to show those. And these would be items 5 through 8. Thank you. Ping has moved, duly moved the Graduate Curriculum Committee minutes with the additions. Are there any objections? Okay, seeing none, the minutes are approved. Thank you so much. Next is the Nominating Committee report. We have a few copies up here, and this was also emailed today.
As Stephen Graver, Senator, chair of the Nominating Committee, this is a very new
Thank you. Stephen Grover has moved the Nominating Committee report and asked for unanimous consent. Any objections? Okay, seeing none, the minutes are approved. Thank you. Next, we have the Election Committee report of November 14th. Thank you. Sajmini has duly moved the Elections Committee report of November 14th and asked for unanimous consent. Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, the report is approved. Thank you so much for your work. And last committee report, is there a report from the subcommittee on honorary degrees?
Hello, good afternoon. I'm representing here the subcommittee on honorary degrees. And this committee is composed of faculty and students from each of the divisions. And we work close in collaboration with our president. and we have also shared with him our candidates today. The first candidate that I am presenting to you is Judy Guzman. Judy is a long-time disability rights activist who worked heavily to promote a right for disability and equity for all individuals, especially those with special educational needs. She worked very hard to promote equity, diversity, and inclusion, which are part of the values that we represent here at Quick College and represent the values that we teach and our students learn from us. Judy is an international leader in the community of individuals with disability, and she is an important voice for diversity, equity, and inclusion. Judy Guzman contributed to winning the passage of the Disability Act in the United States. She also worked very close to the administration of Bill Clinton and also with Obama promoting human rights. And she contributed to the many aspects of the Disability Act. She was born in 1947 to Jewish parents, immigrants here in the United States. But she had to work very hard because she had disability and she had polio. She had to work very hard to be admitted into the special education classes. But her parents worked very hard and she was able to do that. She also worked very hard to promote admission to the teaching profession for a student with disability because she was denied permission to teach in the school in New York City because she was in a wheelchair and they claimed that she cannot help the student in the case of fire. But she sued the school and she won. She has been in the media and in popular in the media promoting a lot of diversity issues and human rights. In college, she attended the Long Island University. Unfortunately, she didn't attend with college. But there she fought to ask to have access to the door because they didn't have access to a degree of disability also. She accomplished many things. She has been in the media, as I said before, and organized a lot of activities. And she is the first director of the Department of Disability Services in the United States. So I asked, there is a lot more of her, if you have a question I can tell you more. But I asked for unanimous concern for her. But we have a second candidate, which is Joanne Paleta. Joanne Paleta happened to be one of our alumni for the music department. Also, a person who, through the music, promote diversity and inclusion also across the world. She has received a PhD for Juilliard School of Music. And she has been performing all around the world, including South America and Africa and Asian countries. Joanne Paleta, in every place she goes, she identifies herself as alumni of Queen College. And she has fought very hard to have access to music directorship and conductors for women. And she was the first woman admitted to be a director and conductor of the Muse of Music. Her qualifications, as well as Judy Guzman's, are extremely connected to the value that we represent here at Queen College. I have more details, I can answer more questions, but I am inviting this body to approve unanimous consent.
Thank you. So Heifer, on behalf of the Subcommittee on Honorary Degrees, has duly Move two names, Judith Hoyman and Joanne Folletta, to be considered for honorary degrees and ask for unanimous consent. Are there any objections? Okay, seeing none, the committee report is accepted. Thank you for the committee's very hard work. Yes. Moving on to old business, nominations to the nominating committee. We have two student seats on the nominating committee. I'm looking where the students usually are. Are there any nominations for math and natural sciences? Are there any nominations for the at-large seat?
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Jamal Mark, the Student Association President, and I would like to nominate Chantal Kuchar for the academic at large seat.
Thanks, Jamal. I believe, is Chantal here?
Hi,
Chantal. Okay, so just wanted to confirm with you. I had believed that you wanted to nominate for the executive committee as opposed to nominating committee. Okay, jumped the gun, Jamal, but thank you. I appreciate it. Hang on one second. Are there any nominations for the nominating committee? This is the committee that we nominate from the floor for the at-large seat. Okay, seeing none, we'll put this on old business and you'll see it again in the new year. Now let's move on to nominations for the executive committee. Are there any nominations for a faculty member? Okay, seeing none, now we do have a student seat on the executive committee, and we'll recognize Jamal.
And yes, apologies for the mistake. I would like to nominate Chantal
Kuchar
for the executive
committee. Thank you. Are there any other nominations? I'm sorry, let me repeat that for the recorder. Jamal has duly nominated Chantal Kuchar for the student seat on the executive committee. Are there any other nominations? Okay, seeing none, the secretary will cast one vote for Chantal. Thank you. There's no new business, so I'll make a motion to adjourn, ask for unanimous consent. Thank you all for being here. I hope to see you well and safe in the new year, if not before. All right.